Hello, I hope everybody is having a wonderful night. Tonight is really rainy over here in Atlanta, and it is November the 18th at 11:02 p.m. I don't know why I'm just saying the time, but I created a segment earlier about dwarves, and basically, I don't know what happened. It deleted itself. I wasn't able to publish it, and then I was going to write about the Netaru. And something happened and I wasn't able to talk about that. So I said again, you know what? I saw something on Facebook about dwarves. And I'm like, there's got to be synchronicity. So it must be something for me to really talk and discuss about. But I want to talk about dwarves. Yeah, like, you know, dwarves and fairies and mermaids. I want to know if you guys know that these beings really exist. And it's not some sort of imagination. Anything that is imagined, it has been created some type of way, or is being created as we speak. So I do believe that all those things in reality, they exist. Not like they paint them on TV or anything like that, but they really exist. And I'm pretty sure these people took probably the stories behind our ancient Egypt and things like that in the Library of Alexandria and everything. But, you know, that's a different topic. So I want to focus on dwarves. Main reason why I wanted to talk about dwarves was because when I did my DNA test, it came out to be from Ghana. But growing up as a kid, I used to hang with this little dwarf and I made him my friend. And I know he was real. The dwarf used to make me laugh, used to make me cry, used to make me happy, sad, all different type of feelings, and introduced me to so many different other beings and things and give me some sort of knowledge. That was maybe when I was like 4, 5, 3, something like that. And one day I got cleansed with a stone by a root worker that my grandmother took me to. And on the stone, it was the drawing of the dwarf that I was seeing. Ever since then, I don't know what happened to the stone. And ever since then, I wasn't able to literally have him face to face and speak with him. Even though I saw him a few times, but kind of like running from far away, he didn't stop speaking. I didn't get a chance to catch up to him. But I haven't been able to connect with them ever since. So when I realized that my DNA was in Ghana, I started just doing research about different things in Ghana, and I came to the realization that these are some sort of spirits and that they serve in Ghana. And, you know, one of the nations is the dwarves. So I said, wait a minute, maybe this is the reason why this dwarf was appearing to me. This is something that I actually carry from my ancestry. But then again, they live everywhere. Well, I'm assuming they do. They live everywhere. So I really wanted to look more into it. So I started reading about them and started asking questions and just communicating with some people in Ghana. And I heard and I also read that it was a story of, well, not a story, something that is really happening somewhere in the west of Ghana, where the beings, these beings, physical beings, I call them dimensional beings. Some people can see them, some people can't. And they actually taking over a couple of villages, having the people in those villages move out of the neighborhood so they can live there. So I said to myself, you know, I know they got to be dimensional or something, or they are so powerful that people fear them. I heard that some of them laugh, laugh a lot, some of them drink, they smoke a lot of cigarettes and drink, and they okay, and hey. But this is something that I really wanted to talk about, because I'm always asking myself and having conversations with others and building in things about of this nature. So this is something that I was addressed to speak about. I'm pretty sure because they probably want to be known. They probably want to be heard. And I just had that, you know, that feeling that they were telling me to actually speak about them for people to actual people to know. What do they call them and everything? I'm pretty sure there's a different the way they actually call them in the Akan in Ghana, but I don't know what they call them, so I'm not gonna lie about something I don't know. But I definitely will look more into more information about this when it comes to the dwarves. So I hope that you guys are having a wonderful night again. If you want to connect with me on Voodoo Priest Man on my IG, and also when it comes to my YouTube channel. And if you want to email me at voodoopriestman@gmail.com. Much love, everybody.